Well, of course, Ram's Stuti, but it'll go very high, and you'll keep up with that. Try.
Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajman Arana Bhava Vaya Darunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Kanja Padakan Jarunam Shri Ram Chandra
Rupak it is.
Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajaman Haran Bhava Vaya Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajaman Haran Bhava Vaya Dharunam Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajaman Haran Bhava Vaya Dharunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Kanja Padakan Jarunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Kanjarunam Kandarpa Aganit Amit Chavinava Neela Neerad Sundaram Patapita Manah Tadit Ruchi Shuchi Naomi Janakasu Tavaram Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajamana Arana Bhava Vaya Dharunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Bhaju Dina Bandhu Dinesh Dhanava Daitya Vamjani Kandanam Raghunanda Ananda Kanda Koshal Chanda Dasharatha Nandanam Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajaman Arana Bhava Vaya Dharunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Sir Mukut Kundal Tilak Charu Udaru Angavi Bhushanam Ajanu Bhuj Sar Chap Dhar Sangram Jit Khar Dushanam Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajaman Haran Bhava Vaya Darunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Kanja Padakan Jarunam Iti Vadati Tulasidas Shankar Shesh Muni Man Ranjanam Mama Hridaya Kanja Nivas Kuru Kamadi Khaladal Ganjanam Shri Ram Chandra Kripalu Bhajaman Arana Bhava Vaya Dharunam Nava Kanja Lochan Kanja Mukhkar Kanja Padakan Jarunam Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sab gaiye Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Sab gaye Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Shri Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai 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 Ram Siyavara Ramachandra ki Jai वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा वक्रतुंड कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे 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 हंसवाहिनी शारदे 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 वाग्विलासिनी शारदे शारदे Sharde, Sharde, Vagvilasini, Sharde, Sharde. Sharde, Sharde, Hamsavahini, Sharde. Shankar Pujit Sharde, Santan Vandit Sharde. Shankar Pujit Sharde, Santan Vandit Sharde. Shankar Pujit Sharde, Santan Vandit Sharde. Veena Pani Sharde, Vidya Dayini Sharde. Veena Pani Sharde, Vidya Dayini Sharde. Veena Pani Sharde, Vidya Dayini Sharde. Veena Pani Vidya Dayini Sharde. Sharde, Sharde, Hamsavahini, Sharde, Sharde. Vagvilasini, Sharde. Shankar Pujit, Sharde. Santan Vandit, Sharde. Veena Pani Sharde, Veena Pani Vidyadayini Sharde, Vidyadayini Sharde. Saraswati Mata Ki. Aao Gurudev, दर्शन दीजो, आओ गुरुदेव, आओ गुरुदेव, दर्शन दीजो, आओ गुरुदेव, तुम हो जगत के दाता, 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 तुम्हीं हो ब्रह्मा, तुम्हीं हो विष्णु, तुम्हीं हो ब्रह्मा, तुम्हीं हो विष्णु, तुम्हीं हो ब्रह्मा, तुम्हीं हो विष्णु, तुम्हीं हो ब्रह्मा, स्वरूप तुम हो, गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय। अतुलित बल धामम हेम शैलाव देहम दनुजवन कृशानुम ज्ञानिनाम अग्रगण्यम सकल गुण निधानम वनरानाम धीशम रघुपति प्रिय भक्तम वात जातम नमामि रघुपति प्रिय भक्तम वात जातम नमामि।
ओके, इफ यू आर जॉइनिंग अस टुनाइट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, वी आर सीइंग सुंदरकांड। भगवान श्री राम सेंट हनुमान जी टू गिव अ मैसेज टू सीता जी, एंड व्हेन देन गेव द मैसेज बर्न डाउन लंका एंड केम बैक also and told Bhagwan Sri Ram about the suffering of Sitaji. Bhagwan called all the, he called Sugriva and told Sugriva to call all the monkey forces. Now we are going to march towards Lanka. Now we know where Sitaji is. We'll march towards that Lanka. And that is the discovery of where is the locus of happiness. This is discovery. See, if we don't discover first, we'll be searching like Bhagwan sent, in the beginning, monkeys in all directions. Please pay attention to that. In the beginning, he had sent monkeys to all in all directions. He sent monkeys to the north, south, east, west, everywhere. And those monkeys represent all our thoughts. And how many thoughts we have per day, I told? So many, countless. And only few of those thoughts will go towards Bhagwan. Few of the thoughts will go inside. All the thoughts go where? Outside. So the majority of the monkeys went north and east and west and all. A small handful. You could count them. Hanumanji, Angad, Neel, Nal, Neel, and Jambavant. They went south, in the right direction. So a few of our thoughts go inside, in the right direction. Most thoughts go. And people have all sorts of funny and weird ideas about God and this and that. And think about, we'll meet God in heaven only. As though there is no God here. Huh? It's a wonderful thing. So anyway, a few monkeys went south only, and they found out. And now Bhagwan mobilized all the forces and started heading towards Lanka. Tulsidasji describing some tremendous chanda and all. We did not see that, but I'm just telling you briefly. The march of the monkeys south caused the whole quarters to shake, like thunder coming down from the north to the south, like that, when they started marching. Meanwhile, people of Lanka started becoming scared because one monkey burned down the whole of Lanka. So they started, you know, when people start talking, those in power, they start becoming scared. Ravan called together his cabinet. And then he started thinking, what to do? Then Vibhishan came in there. And Vibhishan tried to put sense into Ravan's head. But you know Ravan. Ravan is Ravan. Otherwise, if you know, like I had gone to some children's camp in Ann Arbor, and the children came on stage and they were putting on this drama. So Rama came to Lanka in that drama. Rama came to Lanka. And he shouted, stood on one corner of the stage there. Ravan is in his palace. That Rama shouted, Ravan, come out here now. You give back Sita and I will forgive you. Ravan came out. He took Sita. I said, okay, TK, no problem. No problem. He came back and Rama, Ravan hugged and it is a story finished. Ramayan over. Then nothing after that. That was the most funny thing. Anyway, but Ravan, when Vibhishan told, Ravan got angry like a bull. Like, oh, he gave that Vibhishan one kick. And Vibhishan now goes towards Bhagwan Sri Ram to surrender there. And they call us Vibhishana Sharanagati. That is what I started last night. And I told you in the Sharanagati, there are six stages. And we have to go through all of them. You can't just think that, you know, suddenly I will surrender people. And in many, many religions also, they teach you cheap religion only. Here also, cheap thing, cheap thing. Yes, Bhagwan, I accept you. I surrender to you. You finish? It is that easy? Not that easy. If I look here, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride, they say. We wish it were that easy. If it were that easy, then there would be no need for religion and all. All I have to say, Lord, I accept you. I surrender to you. Bus. Finish. Well, what is your use of religion and spirituality and all the different things? If it were that easy, see? There would be absolutely no use for religion and all the structures that we have. This is a long process of lifetimes of accepting Bhagwan. Anukulasya sankalpaha, thinking about the Lord and rejecting all things that are antithetical to Bhagwan. Pratikulasya varjanam. Then having so much faith that Bhagwan will save me. Falling free. See, that faith that Bhagwan will save me, what? Falling free in the lap of Bhagwan. One father is businessman. He's teaching his young son the art of business. So he told that young son, you climb up this tree. So the son climbed up. He said, now jump, I'll catch you. That fellow jumped. And the father moved, and that fellow fell flat on his face. The father said, this is the first principle of business. Don't trust anybody. Not even your own father you trust. Now see, Bhagwan is not like that, you know. If Bhagwan says he'll catch you, he'll catch you. Teshamaham samudharta mrityu samsara. Sagarat in 12th chapter, he says, Gita, I myself will lift him out of samsara. But that rakshishyati iti vishwas, that word vishwas is there. I must have that full 100% faith. I can fall free in the lap of Bhagwan. He will save me. Huh? One man was hanging from a tiger chased him. And then he ran and fell over a cliff. So while falling, he held on to a root of a tree. And he was hanging there now, down below 200 feet. And up the tiger is there. He was atheist. He never believed in God. So now he doesn't know what to do. So then he thought, okay. He shouted out, God, if you are there, I know I have not believed in you until now, you know. But if you save me, I will believe in you. He shouted out, I'll believe in you. Please save me. From today, I'll worship you every day. Nothing happened. Again, is anybody up there? Please save me. I'll believe in you. Like that. Then after 2-3 times of saying, then Akashvani came, that voice from the space came. Okay, I hear you. I'll save you. Now, you let that root go. I'll save you. He said, huh? Let that root go. He said, is anybody else up there? Actually, we think this is funny, but this is our faith. Eh? Our faith is exactly like that. Yeah. If he said, let go. We will not let go. Rakshishyati iti vishwas means I should have 100% faith that Bhagwan will save me. I gave you the example of Meera. She drank that poison. Hasire, smilingly also. So, rakshishyati iti vishwasa. Goptritva varanam is my favorite in among the six. Goptritva varanam means everybody should have a personal, private, secret relationship with Bhagwan that you don't go talking to anybody about. That is between, if you have to talk, talk to Bhagwan. Very important thing. Goptritva varanam. Then, Atmanikshepa, merging of the Atma with Bhagwan, and then total helplessness. This is the order which is given in the Samhita. But total helplessness before Bhagwan, Karpanye, the last one, Atmanikshepa, Karpanye. So, these are the steps in surrender. And I told you, you'll see Vivishan, he's the classic case of surrender in Ramayana. A person following all the six steps, and it comes in Sundarkand. That's why Sundarkand is Sundar. What is more Sundar, more beautiful, than a person going to surrender to the Lord who has sustained him for countless lifetimes and who he has neglected and rejected in favor of the samsara? We have neglected and rejected Bhagwan in favor of samsara for how many lifetimes? Countless lifetimes. And our presence here is proof of that. We are here in the samsara. Once more. So he goes to surrender to that Bhagwan. That is where we left when he is kicked out by this Ravan. He goes there. Now, I'll tell you what number we'll continue from there. Vibhishan Jabahi See from after number 41.
Is there? Asa kahi chala Vibhishana javahi ayuhi na bhaye sab tabahi.
When Vibhishan gets kicked off from Ravan's kingdom, Ravan became ayuhin. Ayuhin means now Ravan became lifeless. The presence of Sant Mahatma is the life of the society, life of the community, life of the country. The presence of Sant Mahatma. And he wants Sant Mahatma in the kingdom, he kicked him out. Ayuhin means his life went. Like that. This is after 41. Eh? Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati, Sadhu avagya turatabhav ani karakalyana akhilakai hani. That disrespect to sadhu immediately leads to destruction, to devastation, to calamity. Immediately. Turatahi. Ravan jabahi vibhishana tyaga. When Ravan kicked out Vibhishan, bhayau vibhava binuttabahi abhaga. All his glory went out with Vibhishan. And he became most unfortunate being in the world. His whole fortune and luck also went away. How great our tradition, what a great place our tradition gives to sadhu, mahatma, saints and all. When we reject them from our life, reject them from our community, and that community is doomed. Any society, any culture, any tradition that doesn't have a place like this for sadhus, that culture, tradition, that society is doomed. Sadhus are supposed to be put there upon that first step. But we pay attention to economics and money and business, and when they talk about the country is going down, everything is spoken in terms of economy only, isn't it? Economy is our God. Money, business. So that such a society suffers terribly when, you see, everything has an end. Everything has an end. And that is why, while all civilizations and cultures have come and gone, this Sanatana Dharma has persisted for thousands of years and unbroken in the same way because of this position given to Sadhu Mahatma, this thing. See how many great, you have heard Egyptian civilization. We have heard of Roman civilization. We have heard of Greek civilization. Not an iota of none of them is left. Because they had never given this place to sadhus. They were built on military might and all such things. That will not sustain a society. Temporarily it may sustain. The bully in the class will only be for some time. Sooner or later, he will be bullied by somebody else. So here is a civilization that has given such a wonderful place to sadhus. Dekhi ha ujai charan jala jata. Chaleu harashi. From there, they will sing now. Chaleu harashi ragunayaka pahi. Vibhishan goes to Bhagwan Shri Ram. What he's thinking?
Chaleu harashi ragunayaka pahi. Shri Ram jay Ram. करत मनोरथ बहु मन माही देखी हउ जाई चरण जल जाता अरुण मृदुल सेवक सुखदाता जे पद पर सीतरी ऋषि नारी दंडक कानन पावन कारी जे पद जनक सुता उर लाए क कपट कुरंग संग धर धाये हर उर सर सरोज पद जोए अहो भाग्य में देखी हउ ते जिन पायन के पादुकनी श्री राम जयरा भरत रहे मन लाई श्री राम जयराम ते पद आजु बिलो की हऊ श्री राम इन नयननी अब जाई श्री राम जय रघुराम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय चलेव हर श्री रघुनायक पाही That Vibhishan left now. Now I'm going there. I will get to surrender to the feet of Bhagwan Shri Ram, you know. Karata manorata bahumana mahi. And he was musing. He was, manorat means fanciful imagination. He was going, oh, I will meet that Ram. He was thinking only of Ram. I'm going to meet that Ram. And I'm going to surrender to that feet. Which feet? All of the verses we just chanted describes that feet. That feet of Ram. Which feet? Dekhi hau jai charana jala jata. I'm going to see the jala jata means lotus. I'm going to see the lotus feet. Charana jala jata. Lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Ram. Then, Aruna mridul sevaka sukadata. Whose feet are red and soft and give joy to the sevak, to the devotees and sadhaks and servants of Bhagwan. Those feet are like that. Actually, in this tradition, we can take any one thing of the Lord and study and concentrate on only that thing, and then we can get absorbed in Bhagwan only through that one. Some people concentrate on the eyes of Bhagwan. Some people concentrate on his hands. Some people concentrate on his feet. In the bhakti tradition, the feet is the most important. Tulsidashi describes the feet of Bhagwan here so nicely. Je pad parasitari rishi nari. Those feet which just touched that Ahalya and she got moksha. Dandaka kanan pavanakari. Those feet that touched that Dandakaranya and changed it into a blossoming forest. That Dandakaranya had become like a desert. And he just walked there and all the plants started blossoming, blooming and growing once more. Everything became green in the Dandakaranya. Even today it is green. You go there and you'll see. This Dandakaranya is what is called modern day Nasik. And Dandakaranya was there. Green, lush green. Those feet that touched that place. Then Jepada Janakasuta Uralae, those feet that are installed in the heart of Sitaji. Kapata kurang sanga dharathai. Those feet that ran after, that kapata kurang means that false deer. Those same feet that ran after that Marij. Marij was so blessed, Bhagwan had to run after him to give him moksha. Everybody running after Bhagwan for moksha. Bhagwan ran after Marij to give moksha. Those lotus feet that ran after that Marij to give him moksha. Hara ura sadak sar. Har ur sar saroj pad jai aho bhagyamai dekhi hau tehi. Those feet that are planted in the heart of Lord Shiva also. Those feet on which Ram is standing holding his bow and arrow also. Planted in the heart of Lord Shiva. Aho bhagya, today I am going to see those feet. What a great thing. Like that. Jinapayanit. Ke padukan hi bharatura he manalai. Those feet that touch those
padukas, which Bharat took on his head and took to Ayodhya. Te pada ajabi loki hau inanayanani abajai.
Now, today, these eyes are going to feast on those feet. What? This is called anukula se sankalpa. What all positive things to think about?
Bhagwan.
From beginning, we're seeing anukula se sankalpa, thinking only about
Bhagwan, all great things about the Lord.
Then he reaches there. Ehi vidikarata prema vichara. Like this, thinking great with great love of Bhagwan. Ayau sapadi sindhu ehi para.
He came over on this side.
This is very, very Tulsidas's presentation. I remember I was telling you, don't pass over any line of Tulsidas. See, here in this passage, he's thinking about the lotus feet of Ram. Right? And Tulsidas writes now in the first line here, Ehi vidhi karata sa prema vichara. In this way, thinking with great love in his heart about the lotus feet of Ram, Ayau sapadi sindhuehi para. He crossed over the ocean and came on this side. Meaning what? Is in the presentation itself, such messages are hidden between the lines, behind the lines. That anybody who is concentrating on the lotus feet of Bhagwan, he'll cross over the ocean like that. In a moment, you see, in quarter of a chaupai. Crosses over. That presentation of Tulsidashi gives that message. So the one who is concentrating on the feet of the Lord like that. Kapina vivishana avata dekha anaku ripuduta visesha. Now, they thought, you know, some messenger has come from the enemy side. So they detained him. Yesterday I told you that and all. And they went and told that Sugriv, you know, so Ravan's brother has come there. Sugriv went and told Ram. And Ram asked Sugriv, what is your opinion? What we should do with this Vibhishan? So Sugriv said, Prabhu, you don't know these Rakshas, you know. I know them better than you. You don't know them. My opinion, we should lock him up.
Bhagavan smiled, I told you. No?
When that Lord smiled and he said, Sugriv, just recently, you know, some other fellow, his brother had kicked him out also. And he came to me and I accepted him. You know that fellow?
Sugriv, he's referring to Sugriv only.
Bhagavan tells now, from number 43. Sugriv was telling, you know, Prabhu, I think he has come to spy on us. He's a spy. So we lock him up. Imprison him. Bhagavan tells a nice thing. 43.
Saranagat kahu jay jabhi nij anahit anumani Ram nij anahit anumani he nar power paap maya tinai bilokat hani siya var Ram chandra ki Jai Sharanam Umapati Mahadeva Ki Jai Pavan Sut Hanuman Ki Jai Bolo Bhai Sab Santan Ki Jai Siyavar Ram Chandra Ki Jai Sharanam.
Bhagavan lays down the principle of accepting in this verse, accepting somebody. Saranagat kahu jetajahi nija anahita anuman. If anybody has come and surrendered to us, and we think that person's surrender will bring trouble to us, and we cast him out. This is a Raja Shibi in Shastras and all you would have read. Yeah, when that bird came and surrendered to him. Raja Shibi gave his own flesh to save that bird. This is the principle to save somebody. Tenara power papamaya. Tenai bi lokata hani. Such a person is a sinner. Even to look at him is a sin also.
the one who cast out the person who has come helplessly. This is the principle. We have to help that person. One who is helpless, that person has to be totally helpless. Today people feign helplessness and they come and all. That is not a different thing. So you can be, gullible and all that kind of thing also. Gullibility, we're not preaching. Gullibility means that person comes and pretends to be helpless. Oh, I'm so helpless. No. Please save me. That person has to really be helpless. Then, the principle of forgiveness in Hinduism, I alluded to that previously. Now see, it is here. From the next verse, after 43.
कोटि बे प्रबध लाग ही जाहु आए शरण तजौ नहीं ताहु श्री राम जय जय रामा जय जय राम सन्मुख होई जीव मोहि चबही जन्म कोटि अघ नाश ही तबही श्री राम जय जय राम जय जय राम पापवंत कर सहज सुभाव भजन मोर तेहि भाव न काहू श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम जपे दुष्ट हरे दय सोई होई मोरे सन्मुख आव कियो सोई श्री राम जय 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 राम निर्मल मन जन सो मोहि पावा मोहि कपट छल छेद्र न भावा श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो राजा राम 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 सीता राम 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 राजा राम 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 सीता राम राम
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय कोटि बिप्रबद Lagahi Jahu. If that person has killed 10 million Brahmanas also, Api Chet Sudurachara Bhajate Mamanin Bhag Bhagavan says in Gita, he may be Sudurachara. That word is so interesting. Durachara itself, Achara means conduct. Durachara means bad conduct. Really bad conduct. Durachara. Sudurachara? Oh, Bob, that fellow has a PhD in bad conduct. In that person also, if he comes to me, Bhagavan says, Sadhu Reva Samantavya, in front of me. Here, Koti Biprabhadha, he has killed 10 million Brahmanas, Lagahi Jahu, Aye Sarana Tajau Nahitahu. He has come and surrendered to me. That person also, I will not relinquish him. He also I will accept. And in these three lines, I want you to understand the depth of Hinduism as regards to surrender. San mukha hoi jiva mohi jabahi janma koti aganasahi tabahi. That jiva who comes face to face with me, all his countless lifetimes of pap and all his countless lifetimes of karma, they are all burnt away in a moment. That jiva who comes face to face with me. One cannot approach the Lord and still have pap. You cannot face the sun and still have darkness on your face. That is not possible. If you are facing away from the sun, you will have darkness on your face. We cannot face Surya Bhagavan and still have darkness. In the very same, san mukha hoi. San mukha means face to face with Bhagavan. And this is the responsibility of the one who is going to surrender. He has to surrender totally to the Lord. And for that person, if he surrenders totally to the Lord, there is no need to tell the Lord thereafter, Prabhu, please forgive me for this, and forgive me for that, and forgive me for the other thing. The moment I faced him, like the darkness disappears when I face the sun, the moment I face Bhagwan, all my sins are washed away. If I ask Bhagwan, please forgive me for my sins, Bhagwan will say, what sins? There is no such thing as sins. Huh? But I tell you, in cheap religion, all sorts of things are sold. This requires absolute surrender of this person before the Lord. I come face to face with Bhagwan means I want nothing else. I only want Bhagwan. And there is no such thing as sins thereafter. But what we do, what we want to keep the sansara and keep Bhagwan also, and you want to keep all our bad habits and keep everything. You want to have the cake and eat it. This is our biggest problem. Two Eskimos sit down in their kayak. Kayak, you know? Yeah. And they were feeling cold. So they lit a fire in the middle of the kayak. Burnt a hole in the kayak. And the kayak sank with both of them. So the moral of the story, you cannot have your kayak and heat it too. One out of the two, not both. We have our things like this. We want to keep all our samsaric things, but we want Bhagwan also. So Bhagwan is laying down the principles. San mukha hoi. Jiva mohi jabahi. When that jiva comes face to face with me, every papa, karma, sin, lifetimes, koti, janma, papa, all of it get washed away. Eh? Nasahi, destroyed. Papa vantakara sahaja subhau bhajanu mor tehi bhavana kau. That one, papa and me, great big papi. So this is the principle laid down in it. He may have done whatever it is, he worships Bhagavan. That person becomes freed from everything. He has to really surrender himself. Jaupai dushta hidare soi hoi mur sanmukha avaki. And then that person who is really a papi, Bhagwan is giving the other side now. Those people who are really papi, they can't come to me. They don't come. Nothing prompts them to come. So, and then he tells Vibhishan one more time, Sugriv one more thing. Sugriv, you know, if you are scared that this Vibhishan has come here to spy, if that is your scare, bhed len pathwa dasa sisa tabahu na kachu vaya hani kapisa, then you should not be scared. If you think that he has come here to spy from Ravan's side, then also you should not be scared. Why? Jagmahu Sakha nisachar jete lachuman hanai nimisha mahutete. I only have to release Lakshman behind them. I only have to tell Lakshman, go. Lakshman will finish all of these rakshasas in one. He alone. Lakshman alone. So then why are you scared? First of all, I cannot relinquish a suppliant. And second, if you are scared, don't be scared. Lakshman can finish all of the rakshasas single-handedly. Jau sabit avasar nai rakhi hau tahi prana ki nai. One who has come helpless with fear in his heart and he has surrendered to me, I have to protect him with my own life. That is the principle. Ends there. Eh? No. He told from both sides, bring him. If you are scared that he'll come to spy, still bring him because Lakshman can take care of that. And from the other side, well, that I have to accept my suppliant, the one who comes. I must accept him. And now they sent Hanumanji, Angad, and few of them, they went there to bring that Vibhishan. Now, from after number 44, Vibhishan is brought there. After number 44.
Sadar tehi aage kari vanar chale jahan Raghupati karna kar Shri Ram Jai Ram भ्राता नयनानंद दान के दाता श्री राम जय राम बहुरि राम छवि धाम बिलोकी रहे उत दुखी एक तक पल रोगी श्री राम जय राम भुज प्रलंब कन जारुन लोचन श्यामल गात प्रणत भय मोचन श्री राम जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो राम राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो सीता राम 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 सियावर रामचंद्र की जय सादर तेहि आगे करि बानर चले जहां रघुपति करु नाकर दे ब्रॉट दैट विभीषण नाउ इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ भगवान श्री राम हनुमान जी अंगद चले अंगद हनु समेत एंड दूर ही ते देखे द्वो भ्राता फ्रॉम द डिस्टेंस विभीषण सो ही इज कमिंग टू सरेंडर टू हिज प्रभु फ्रॉम डिस्टेंस ही सॉ भगवान श्री राम नयनानंद दान के दाता दैट लॉर्ड हु ब्रिंग्स जॉय टू द आईज ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज हिज आईज हिज दैट लॉर्ड गिव्स जॉय लाइक दान गिव्स जॉय लाइक दान दान मीन्स गिव्स फ्रीली इज़न्ट इट Bhagavan brings joy to the eyes of the devotee. Nayananand danak ke data. Bahuri Ram chavi dham abiloki. He saw this Lord of exquisite beauty and he looked upon him again. Rahehu tatuki ek takapala roki. His eyes became fixed. He couldn't leave his eyes from Bhagavan Shri. Take his eyes away from the Lord. Vibhishan surrender. Bhuja pralamb kanjaruna lochan. His long arms and his lotus eyes. Vibhishan's eyes got fixed. See, first thing, if you go back to Aranyakanda, you see Shabari seeing Bhagavan Sri Ram for the first time. Sarase jalochan bahu bisala. Sarase jalochan. His lotus eyes. Bhagavan, she sees there. Shabari sees first. Bahu bisala, his big long arms. She sees Shavari. Here? Different, see. Bhuja pralambakan jaruna locha. Vibhishan sees first his long big arms and then his lotus eyes. See how all devotees, how they approach the Lord differently. Here, his eyes falls first on Bhagwan's long arms. There, Shabari's eyes fall first on Bhagwan's lotus eyes. Vibhishan is looking for protection. So he's looking at his long arms. Shabari is looking for compassion. She was an outcast in society. Nobody showed compassion on her. And those eyes are the eyes that beam compassion. So her eyes fall first on his eyes. Jata mukut sir. Urbanamala.
There. Then she saw his jata, banamala, But first his eyes. Here first Bhagwan's arms. We all look for what we want only in the world, isn't it? We all go looking for our own things. So the devotees also, they look at Bhagwan for their own things only. He's kicked out by his brother, he's looking for a refuge, looking for protection. So, like this, if you jump across Ramayana, you'll see so many different expressions by devotees and what they really worship in the Lord, what they want from Bhagwan. All of us want something else, something which we feel that we have not gotten in our life. Here, Vibhishan comes in the Doha, most wonderful Doha. Before the Doha, see some verses are there also, very nice verses. Huh? Nayana nira pulakita ati gata. His eyes welled up with tears and his hair stood on end. Just two lines after where we stopped. Manathari thira kahi mridu vata. And somehow he was able to muster up some strength in his mind. And he spoke very softly to Bhagwan. Nat dasana name karabharata. I am the brother of Ravan. Nisichara bans janma suratrata. I come from Rakshas clan. His helplessness before Bhagwan. Sarasij sahaja papa priyatamasa deha. My nature, we are sinful. Just like the night bird in the owl, like that. How humble before Bhagwan. Admitting to the Lord that he himself, he has nothing to his credit. Shravana sujasa suni ayau prabhu banjana vahabir. I have heard that you accept those who surrender to you. Trahi trahi Bhagwan, you save me. The world talks about your greatness. But today I have come to surrender to you. Everybody say you are so great. And if you can accept a papi like me, really you will prove all the saints and Mahatmas right. Vibhishan comes and falls before Bhagwan bare, accepting all his pap, his sin, his past, countless lifetimes of forgetting Bhagwan. Prabhu, like this only, you please accept me. Asakahi karat dand vat dekha turat ute prabhu harashabhi sesha. Immediately Bhagwan lifted him and brought him to his own heart. Dina bachana suni prabhu mana bhava. See the compassion of Bhagwan also. He cannot bear. The Lord cannot bear to see his devotee in such a helpless state. Dina bachana suni. When Deen means helpless. When he heard the helplessness of his devotee, Prabhu mana bhava, his heart welled up, his arms went out, and bhuja bisal kahi hridaya lagava, his long big arms, that is the extent of the long Lord's arms. It is waiting to accept, but we only have to go totally bare before the Lord. Anuja sahita mili dhiga baithari bole bachana bhagat vayahari. And along with Lakshmana, he put Vibhishan to sit with him right there only. And how he addresses Kahu, Lankesh, a most wonderful address thereafter. Tell me, O king of Lanka, how are you and how is your family? Bhagwan already crowned Vibhishan in his mind. King of Lanka is Ravan only, but he calls him king of Lanka. How in one moment he made him king. In Hanuman Chalisa we sing, na? There, what is that line? Tomorrow mantra Vibhishan mana, Lankeshwar bhai sab jag jana. Hanumanji's advice Vibhishan took and he became Lankesh. He became king of Lanka. So, Kahu Lankesh, Sahita Parivara, tell me, how are you? And your family?
kusal kuthahar baas tumhara. How you lived in this Lanka alone, I don't know. Like, you have to be a great devotee to be living among all of these rakshasas, and one day you forgot me. What the Lord himself praising? Vibhishan. When the Lord, see, the whole world sing praises of Bhagwan. Ram Stuti we were singing just now. We're singing Ram Stuti na. His Stuti of Ram, praise of Ram. The whole world praising the Lord. The Lord praises his devotee. How you are able to stay in this Lanka in the midst of all of these rakshasas and still you never forgot me? He thought of Bhagwan Ram. Ram, Ram, te sumira na kaha. He got up in the jaga. Rama, Rama, te subira jaga. Means in the morning when he got up, first thing only he'll say, Ram. Kala mandali basavu dinu rati sakha dharma nivahai kehi vanti. How you able to protect dharma? And see, this is what the Lord is looking for in a devotee, you know. How in the midst of all our this samsaric things going on, this thing going on, that thing going on, we are able to keep our sadhana, keep our spirituality, keep our love for Bhagwan, keep our devotion, bhakti, seva. In the midst of all of the things, when we forget that, then we are casting out the Lord. Main janau tumhara sab riti. See, Bhagwan also is so much of praise for his devotee. I know all about you. That is what he means to me. I know all about you. So we may think that Bhagwan is not listening to my prayer, you know. But the Lord knows everything which we are doing. We should never think, I wonder if he's hearing me. He's where they're in Saket Lok, you know. He tells Vibhishan, I know everything. Main janau tumhari sab riti. Every behavior, every conduct of yours, I know. Ati naya nipuna na bhava aniti. All your wisdom and your propriety and your uprightness and your devotion, seva, I know all of it. Like that, the Lord praises. Taba lagi kusalana jiva kahu, sapanehu mana bishram, jaba lagi bhajatana ram kahu, soka dhamma taji kam. That jiva will never get joy and the jiva will never get bliss in his life until he has cast out all of the other things and worshipped the Lord. Then, aho bhagya mama amit ati ram kripa sukha punj dekhe unayana biranchi siva sevya jugalapada kanj. Vibhishan expresses also his great joy. How you have accepted me. And he also tells few things, all nice philosophical words and all, that we'll see some other time. Now, this is Vibhishan Sharana Gati. Total helplessness there. And the Bhagwan also uses the word, that last principle of Karpanye. Total helplessness before Bhagwan. The Lord himself is bound by his own oath, vow. He says, I will never ever leave you. And he accepted him like that. So, the classic case of Sharanagati. Now, Vibhishan now tells Bhagwan about the other side, you know. He gives very useful hints and tips about how to approach this whole thing. What we will do. Now, what happens thereafter, you know. Bhagwan marched towards the south there. And then they came to this ocean. And then they started thinking, now how we'll cross the ocean. So Bhagwan first worship Lord Shiva. And this is what we have today, modern day as Rameshwaram. He himself built a little Shiva Lingam there and worshipped Lord Shiva. And then he prayed to the Vibhishan, suggested, Prabhu, you know this Sagar ocean. He's Sagara, he's from your lineage only. You worship this Sagar, offspring of Sagara only, and you will, he will allow you to pass. So Bhagwan worshipped this Sagar there for 3 days, and the Sagar did not give any way. Did not even show. Then Bhagwan took out his bow and arrow, What? Sagar will not come? I will dry up this ocean with one arrow. And as he was about to do that, Sagar came. I tell you, it's just like Hindi film. That last moment only when now he comes. And then Sagar said, Prabhu, what to tell? You know, I did not come because I am tamasic. And you are the one who made me tamasic only. Sagar also justifies this. And so Sagar then reminded Bhagavan Sri Ram that in his army here, there's Nal, Neel and all, they're there. And they had some curse, which is actually now a boon, that anything they touch, it will float there. So please bring stone, mountains and rocks and all, let them touch it, and then throw it in the ocean. I will also do my part, and it will float. And now they started, now this whole bridge, that last portion of Sundarkand and all, we will see on Sunday. Okay, now let me talk to you a little bit about a few things. Very important one is the Ghar Ghar Gita. Ghar Ghar Me Gita, every house, in every home, Gita. Raghuji and Gita Amma, they will be doing this program. And from now till May 2016. It could start right away, there's no need. She'll come to, they'll come to your home.